Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. We have plenty to get to. Pete Futek coming up in 20 minutes' time. We've also got Danny Cannell coming up at 6. Why are you looking at me like that, Mac? You're giving me a weird look. Don't be weird, dude. Is it the clownitudes? You thinking about the clownitudes?
No, I was zoning out.
Okay. Thinking about the clownitudes. That's what that's code for. Or his team, his quarterback Deadpool team. They both get you there. That being said, Pete Futek coming up in about 20 minutes. Mary Kay Capitan, we don't even have to play the full audio on this. She was talking about the Browns and talking about how much this team has going for it, including having Quinshon Judkins. And then she referred to the Browns defense. I thought it was interesting because she said that the Browns have a championship caliber defense. And I know that the Browns their defense has flashed some very dominant moments. But it was interesting when she said that, it sent off something in my head, kind of signaling that maybe I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. But for you, I guess we first should define, what is a championship caliber defense in your opinion?
Oh, good, because I wanted that definition as well. I'm thinking of like the type of team when you get to the Super Bowl, you're talking about the defense more than you are the offense. So, like, for instance, I'm not, because there's a lot of defenses that you can win the Super Bowl with. The Chiefs, in the first year that Mahomes won, there was like the 18th ranked defense in the NFL. Like, they were allowing a lot of points. And we've seen defenses in the past be with really good offenses and it not be relative to what you saw the past couple years with the Chiefs, where they entered with top 10 defenses. And at times you can make an argument we're better than the offensive side of the ball.
So I'm glad you said this, because I also think a championship caliber, I think of like the Ravens when they won their first Super Bowl. I think of... I can't remember which Pittsburgh Steelers team, but one of those two teams.
Three Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Yes. Like when, as much as you might, certainly the Russell Wilson led Seattle Seahawks with a Legion of Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a historic defense, but yes, that's the upper caliber part of this. I just think like a top five defense, which means, yeah, top five in pass rush, top five in run defense, top five in turnovers, like where you're just across the board consistently top five. And so I think the Browns have a chance here to end up the season as a top 10 defense. They might even be able to, in certain categories, certainly pass rush, be able to be top five. The thing that I debated with and still debate with is whether they're championship caliber to the letter of the law that I think you and I are talking about.
Well, so last week was a good step in the idea that they actually got four turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last year, for that defense to only have four interceptions for the entire season was laughably low. So they're starting to do some of the things that we would talk about within this concept. What's interesting, Nick, is that the advanced metrics, DVOA loves this Browns defense.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth overall in the NFL. They love them way more than if you look at just points per game, for instance. So there's certain elements of this team that really does flash, and they have some big games attached to them. Once again, they shut down Joe Burrow. Like, they have some moments that you can look at and say, this is awesome. And you also have some games like week two against the Ravens. You also have some games like you saw against the Lions, where it looked like Jared Goff could have put up 70 if he wanted to. And that's where I kind of struggle with naming them a championship defense.
Yeah, against the best teams, they've been okay at points, and they've also gotten blown out. Now, in fairness, I think the offense has led to the blowouts more than the defense has.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's why, like, when Mary Kay said championship caliber defense, my initial reaction was, huh. And that's not to demean them, because it's week seven going on week eight. Like, you don't have to be a championship caliber defense this late in the season. You can grow into that as the season goes along, right? If you get health in the right breaks, I do think defenses can continue to get better as the season goes along. The problem here is going to be you're going to be fighting what does the offense give you, and you're going to be put in precarious situations because of the offense. But, like, to be, at least DVOA, a top five defense or the fifth best defense with this offense, I think is an incredible mark in the, hey, we might have one. I just think I need to see more. I need to see them against Drake May. I need to see them, yeah, you know, against Lamar. I need to see them in matchups where you're the only chance that you really have to win in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go win that game.
Yeah, like the Packers game, for instance.
Yeah.
The Packers game, that was a defense win game. Like, they won that game. You did everything you needed to do against Jordan Love. You held their offense in check the entire game. And you did just enough for Joe Flacco to put up 13 points to win the game. Like, that's a defense win game.
And I would say, I think to be a championship caliber defense,
you got to have, like, four or five of those throughout the season?
Yeah. Well, and by the way, that's if you have a good offense. If you don't have a good offense, you might have to put up six of those kind of games, which isn't necessarily fair, but it's the NFL. None of this is fair.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, some of the better defenses with just absolute nothing burgers of offense in recent years. And it's kind of funny if you just kind of, like, go through that process, because most of the time, even when you have really good defenses, we find at least something, a semblance of a quarterback on the other side that you can kind of make some bread with.
Do you think they have the pieces this year to be a championship caliber defense?
I still think they're too short on corner. Like, the MJ Emerson injury, I think, is just really hurting this team in a way that I don't love. Listen, we like the soup can. We like what the development there, but I'm not sold that's a thing that's going to exist for all the rest of this season.
I also think you're thin at safety.
Yeah.
Behind Hickman and Delpit. I think your linebackers are really, really young. And I think just in general, like, even your defensive line, as deep as it is, you know, Mason Graham's a rookie. Isaiah McGuire's a third-year guy. Like, you still have enough youth on defense, which is not a bad thing. But if you have some obvious glaring, I don't say issues, but places where you're not as strong as maybe the defensive line, I think that, and by the way, we're saying that at 100%.
Yeah, what's funny is that, so the Browns are 13th in pressure rate. You would have thought that they just assumed with the defensive line and the season this defensive line is having so far, and obviously I throw Malik Collins in the mix, Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright, we'll throw Mason Graham in there, and then obviously Miles. You'd think they'd have a much better number than that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Like last year, they had a high pressure rate last year, and they didn't have enough sacks. Like that was the difference there. It was like a high pressure rate, but they were for large parts of last year in the 20s when it came to sacks. What's interesting about this year, the pressure rate numbers aren't there for what you think it would be.
Yeah, and I also think some of that is I think defenses, especially over the last couple of weeks, has really started to just key in of just get the ball out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and Tua does that better than just about anybody, and you saw that on display.
Well, but that. I
even if it went to our hands,
I think,
he was getting rid of it awfully quick.
I think in general, there's a lot about that game that you throw out, except that the one thing they did that should have worked but didn't was getting the ball out quickly. 216-474-0092. Do the Browns have a championship caliber defense?
I mean, doesn't that kind of stink though? If you can say you have a championship caliber defense and you have two wins to show for it through seven games, and it looks like we're going to be a 5-win team.
Yeah, well, I don't know because I don't think they do have a championship caliber defense. I think they have whatever the tier is below that, where I think if you had a legitimate offense, I think this defense would be just under that cusp, right? Like, you don't. It's put in a lot of bad situations, so it's that one tier down. But at the same point, like, you are wasting this defense whether you think it's championship caliber or not.
I just think it just kind of speaks to how important the offensive side of the game is. And like sometimes we do wrap ourselves into getting every part of the defense right and making sure the defense can do this and the defense can't do that. But if you have something that Mary Kay, and again, you obviously say you don't believe that, but if something Mary Kay believes is a championship caliber defense, and at the end of the season you have 5 or 6 wins to show for it, we did a Joe Woods year that was very similar to that, by the way. That does just, again, I'm not breaking anything new here. It's just, the offense matters so much in football.
Well, it matters so much. It matters to this point. You can't have an unfunctional offense in the NFL.
And that's what this team has been. They've been not only non-functional as on offense, it's been just we're staring down the barrel of one of the worst offensive seasons in league history if this doesn't turn around.
Like, this is, if you had the 18th best offense, be it by scoring or whatever metric you want to use,
mm-hmm.
right now you'd probably be 5-2, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of different. I can make a case. I can make a legitimate case that if you just had a middle of the pack offense with this defense and what they delivered, especially in the first like 4 weeks, where it's, I mean, take the Ravens game aside, but just losing the Bengals game by a point, and then and the Vikings game by 4, like there was enough games in there for sure. There were.
And this is when it comes down to what I think the Browns, why it matters for the Browns, and why we're having this conversation is. I think there's this idea that this offseason is about going, you know, full bore and just throw every resource at solely the offense. And listen, you need a quarterback, you need a left tackle, you need to spend on a couple offensive linemen. I still think you need to be pretty diligent in making sure you can get that one or two extra pieces to give that defense maybe that extra little bump it needs on top of having a better offense. The extra one or two pieces will make the difference for this defense, and I don't think we're that far from championship caliber overall, though.
Yeah, but I'm curious to find out how they do that, because first two picks this year off the board, obviously defensive side of the ball, but then you did get to the offense with Quinshon. I'm curious if they just go offense, 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 and just continue down that road and kind of like, you know, just reverse the course essentially.
I think it's tough to say without knowing, like, okay, who are the free agents? Who are the tradable players that are out there between now and obviously the draft? Listen, if you've got 4 picks in the top 100, right? Three of those picks are probably going to be quarterback, left tackle, and wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fourth one can be another cornerback. The fourth one can be, I don't know that you need another linebacker. We'll see, but like maybe another safety or an impact safety. Then just because you're going to go find that left tackle. And by the way, at this point, you might not be drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, we don't know. We know a lot has changed. A lot has changed relative to what we all thought. And the quarterback landscape in the draft, as evidenced by the quarterback Deadpool, has shifted immensely.
It's going to be really interesting whether, even if they're in a position to take a quarterback, whether they're inclined to trade down, get another first for 2027, and then go a cornerback, left tackle, wide receiver, something like that, or defensive piece, and then two offensive pieces, and then bring in like a Mac Jones or a veteran quarterback, whoever it is, just to try and stabilize this thing further next year. 216-474-0092. Do the Browns have a championship caliber defense? I can see why Mary Kay says so. I think we're just below that, but I think it's tough to say when you have the offense that the Browns have. Pete Futek, Will Ohio State lose in the regular season? Pete answers that question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.